Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing. I say that all the time, and I mean it every time. Because every plan of God is worthy of recognition. It behooves us to recognize what God is doing. Cooperating with God depends on some things. We trust God, we trust his word, we trust his plan based on our history, on our past relationship with him. That's what we bank off of. That's what that's how we take him at his word. We know he's good. When God first made Adam, he had restored the earth. The earth had been through a disaster because of rebellion. When Lucifer the gap theory is not a theory. That's what happened. Everything God made was good. But when we first saw the earth, the first mention of the earth, anyway, everything was good when God first made it. But the first verse says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form, void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, something happened. God don't make things all messed up, because he uses his faith to bring forth what he truly desires. If he had to restore it, that was not what he truly desired. Something happened. God judged the earth. Lucifer fell. He lost his position, he got fired, and the Lord judged his kingdom. And not just the earth, every planet in our solar system was made void and desolate. And they used to thrive. Now, don't be so amazed at the creation of God. If God can make one planet, he can make billions of them. Isaiah even said that the nations is just a drop in the bucket. The scientists have misled. They don't know. They're trying to rule God out. So you can't trust everything they say. Now, I watch some of the things that, and I listen to some of the things that the scientists say, because they're seeking. At least they're trying to understand. But they're doing it from a position where they're leaving God out. That's why they can't get nowhere. And all the things they come up with, they're trying to use the things God made to rule him out. That's why one scripture says so-called scientist. Now, if you take the truth for what it is, if you can believe God's word, you can get somewhere. You'll know how to interpret what you do find. Now, I'm talking to the Lord. I enjoy my relationship with the Lord. He tell me all kind of things about creation. And then when I see what they're doing, they just don't know how to interpret it. They're finding things, but they don't know how to interpret it. And then they include false religions and things. Now, all that that's what caused the problem in the first place. Rebellion. Satan's rebellion is still here. And you're just going to have to get over it. You're going to have to stop him and go forward. That's our responsibility after what Jesus has done for us. He gave us victory over him. And we have to overcome so our world won't end up all boogered up. Which it will. But Jesus is going to put it back together. Now, the enemy is still trying to fight. But everything the Lord did in Adam's day was good. Adam had a reason to take God at his word. Because he put him here. He gave him authority over the planet. See, called religion tries to shape God in that image. He didn't want Adam to be his puppet. He wanted him to trust him by his love. Of his own free will. Of his own free choice. That's why he put two trees in the garden. Tree of life, which represents trust in God, taking him at his word and learning the truth of things and speaking it into your life and going forward. Adam was going to live forever anyway. There was nothing wrong with him. But the tree of life is taking God at his word and learning of him. Jesus said, take my yoke upon me, learn of me. Now, a lot of people just get saved and they don't take time to learn of God while the enemy's trying to deceive them. Now, what's going to happen? The same thing happened to Adam. The devil came to him. He didn't go looking for trouble. He found the weakest link, the snake, the most subtle animal God made. I get him to get to the woman to get to him. And that's exactly what he did. It's just like a lion in a hunting the tribe of buffalo. They get the baby buffalo, or the one with the broke leg, the one they can catch. They don't go after the tough ones. They go after the weakest link. Just like Lucifer did, just like Satan did. Coward. Now, we have to go forward. Or we don't want to repeat the same problems. Adam didn't trust God after he was challenged. He took a false step, and it cost him everything. But the love of God came to him and talked about the seed of woman while he was hiding from him. Men are still hiding from God, because they're hiding from what they don't know. If you take time and learn of God, you're going to find out he's good and he's faithful. You don't have to hide. You can run to him. And if you pay attention to him, you can learn how to live. You'll learn how to fight. You'll learn how to destroy lies that comes to you. So Adam had every reason to trust God. God, he didn't do him wrong. He never did him wrong. He put him in a beautiful earth. And then he showed him how to make it even better. See, if he would have, God planted the garden, that gave him an understanding of what to do. And if he would have made the earth according to the, if he would have used the animals and the plants and made, he could have made the whole earth look like that garden that God made. And he would have been rich. He would have had a beautiful planet and all of his people honoring God, loving each other, having a good time. You're not going to imagine them playing all kind of sports. Every day could have been a work in progress. No wars to come and tear it all up. They would have kept Satan out of their mix. There wouldn't have been no jealousy, no rage. And they wouldn't have been weak people. They would have been very strong. They would have had the word of God in their heart. They would have known what to do in life. They would have been focused on the truth. See, when you drift away from the truth, you don't know what, you're confused. You don't know what to trust. You don't know where to put your efforts. But when you know the truth of God's word, you know what to do. And the Holy Spirit, when it comes to ministry, I do what the Holy Spirit put in my heart. And then I rest in what I'm doing. And see, a lot of ministers, they depend on other people's approval. I stopped depending on people's approval. And that was a time that I did, because I didn't know better. I said, I can't do anything about what people don't want. I can't make people trust God. It's not my responsibility. But I can do what God gives me to do. And then I can help who I can help. And you know, the Lord helped me understand those things, gave me peace. So I put my efforts into what's really working. And I do it exactly how God give it to me. And I'm free from being concerned with how other people do their ministry. Because every ministry is different in its own right. I can't help everybody, but I can help who I can help. There's an audience that will hear me, and there's an audience that won't. Big deal. You have to get over it. Sometimes you know some people stop because their family is not supportive. That's the first thing Jesus said. A prophet is not without honor. So if you're a prophet, if you're a minister, if you're a teacher of God's word, if you're a pastor, there's an audience that will appreciate you. You will be honored there. But not in your own hometown and not with your among your own family members. Sorry for you. That's just the way it is. If you write a book, you're an unknown author, you write a book, I guarantee you, I don't want to say that. It's too negative. But the chances are high your family will not read the book. Somebody might. A nephew, a niece that look up to you, a cousin somewhere. They might read it. But your close family, you can forget it. If they read it, that's real good. That's outstanding. If they read, the thicker the book, the higher the chance they're not going to finish. Why? Because that's how people do. If they're older than you, they remember when they changed your diaper. If they're younger than you, they remember when you didn't, you disciplined. I don't know. People are people. But there are people that will appreciate you. Your friends remember all the stuff you did, the chaos you caused, the jokes you told. People are people. If your family and friends read what you published, then they did good. Now, if it gets real big and you sell 1 million copies, they might read it. They might. They might not. They might buy it and not read it. Now, so you have to get over all that. Stick with what God give you, because you'll get to the point. We have a reason to trust God. He didn't make Adam his puppet. He made him his son. He loved him. And he loved him enough, when it was time for him to name all the animals, the Lord stepped back and watched to see what he would name them. And whatever he named those animals, the Lord recognized it. Now that taught me something about raising my children. I don't make all their decisions for them. I teach them what's out there. I show them options that they have. But I told mine, I said, find out what really makes you tick. And you come to me with a plan and I will help you. Now go out in life and figure out what it is you love to do. You come to me with a plan and I'll help you. Because I'm not going to do the work that you're going to have to do. I'm a mechanic. I told my son, I said, if you want to be a mechanic, I want to teach you this stuff. I can teach you. And he didn't want to be a mechanic, so I didn't make him. But it's just like all, you know, every young man in the family, that I told them the same thing when I had a shop, but they didn't want to. But they grew up and wished they had listened, because they got interested in cars and it cost a lot of money to get them fixed, and they don't know what to do with them. And it might happen to my son, but I told him at a time when I had time to train him. But this kind of work is hard to do sometimes. But you have to learn techniques. And you have to be very patient. Because sometimes metal fuses together. Aluminum will bond with steel. And it will break before you bring it out. And then you have to know how to drill and tap it and repair it. It can be very brutal work. And you have to love it, because it's an investment, and I know this. So whatever you, if it don't make you tick, don't do it. If it's not in you to do it, don't do it. Do what's in you. And people don't put enough effort into finding out what that is and isolating what they love to do. And they let other people shape their lives. and they're not happy with their outcome. See, if I made my son be a mechanic, he wouldn't be happy with that. I know people that have done that, and they're not really happy with their career choice, but they're good at it because they did listen and learn. Every mechanic don't really want to be a mechanic. They have to because that's all they know. I love it. So when you love something, you thrive in it. Now, so it is with life, and so it is with God. God gave Adam a choice. He told him what to do, and Adam put his heart in it and did it the way he saw fit. He named every animal that God had made. Did a good job. He was doing fine until he was interrupted. See, you can't just learn enough to live your life. You have to learn enough of God's word so that you can take him at his word in the future, so that you can trust him in the future. And that comes from your history, your relationship with him. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to go in God's presence, take him at his word, learn his word, speak his word, do his word, ask him all the questions you got. You don't need to be in the unknown. You need to know him. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord, why did you do that? So that you can understand. That honors God. When I asked him about other planets and life on other planets and his creation, he said, honors me that you asked me about my creation. Now religion said you don't supposed to ask God stuff like that. So I hardly mention it because people are so tuned off to it. They think it's spooky. It ain't no more spooky than you are. We started out microscopic, and we become full functioning people. Much greater than what we started. A sperm and an egg. Now we're, men weigh 200, 180 to 250, 250 pounds. They can lift all kind of weight. They can come up with ideas and do them. Men are made from everything from nuclear bombs to skyscrapers. And they all started out microscopic. So it's not a big deal that God make planets and people. And he can make them however he want to make them. Well, he got all kind of animals. He got animals with 8 legs. Animals with 100 legs. With insects with 100 legs. A millipede. Come on, man. It's off the chain what God can do and what he's capable of. And everything has its own purpose. I thank him for it. But learning to trust God comes from relationship. Having faith in God, it comes from hearing his word. But you learn to trust him as you take him at his word. See, faith is first. First is grace. God began the relationship. He made you. Jesus died for you and gave you the ability to become the Son of God in the first place. From there is your faith. And if you take time and learn who he is and hear his word, then you begin to trust him. And then if you're wise, you take a lot of his word inside you so that you'll know how to watch out for the enemy that's out there. Now, if there was no enemy out there, then God wouldn't have had to tell him to subdue the earth. That wouldn't have been any evil to give him a clue of what it was, and he wouldn't have been interested in it. But he was tampered with. There's an evil influence out there, and you have to have enough word in you to withstand it. I love to see people that come out of darkness and they deeply love God and they fervently follow him. I respect them more than people that come from a good home and talk right and halfway listen. If you come from a good home and you had a good upbringing, you ought to go fast forward. You ought to go fast forward. That's what I desire to see. And when people are challenged and they still come out fast forward, they get my respect. And the people come from a good background and they go fast forward, they get my respect. I love it. I love to see people do that. But our best future is in trust, taking the Lord at his word. And you're going to have to drive out the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Amalekites, all the enemies of the pure word of God. Now, in Mark chapter 4, we've been talking about the parable of the sower. So we're going to visit the interpretation of it. We already been through this several times, but in light of what Balaam did in the last broadcast that we did, let's look at it again. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The sower soweth the word, and these are they that by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately, takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure before time. Afterward, when the affliction of persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100. Now Jesus is showing us the conditions of the heart from the front side before they hear the word. The people who hear the word, they receive the word, they soak it in and let it grow roots. And the evil things, they have a resilience to it, because when they heard the word, when they heard the false lies, they didn't let that in. But when they heard the truth, they let the truth in. So they on the front side, they already had a resilience to deception. Now, let's say we got a good heart person. They receive the word, they bear forth, they bring forth fruit. But they were never challenged. They were never challenged. They were surrounded by good family, good pastors, good friends, good teachers. They were never challenged. And then they grow up, finish college. Now the challenges come. They're on the job working, they're married. And here comes this beautiful girl. And she's striking to this guy. But he has a good heart. He's full of the word. But he can't get this girl off his mind. What's happening? Something is challenging his whole belief system. A pretty face. Or it could be anger. He could be treated unfairly. And he's not used to it, because he was never treated unfairly before. Here come the challenges. Here's the corrupt boss, or that gives him a chance to skim much money off the top. If he'll just be quiet about what he sees. He was never challenged. The boss hired him because people trust him. And if I can get him on board, I'll get away clean. He was never challenged. Now, the backside, what's he going to do now? Will he stick with the love of God, or will he fall for these traps? And that's what people have to prepare for, because it's going to happen. People are going to treat you unfairly. They're going to be jealous of you and treat you even worse than unfairly. Not speaking it on you, that's just how the world, that's how that Satan is out there. And it's unfair to let people walk into it. And there's going to always be some woman or some man, if you're a woman, or both, that would try to tempt you away from what's godly. And you defeat it the very same way. You go find the word and take your stand, and stand your ground. The Lord taught me to break every crutch. He taught me not to let anybody be a crutch, not even my wife, not even those I love. The Word of God, I'm complete in Him, and I can do what's right because it's right. I don't care what they look like, what they act like, how they talk. When the enemy tempted me that way, that's how I won. And it's crazy how it works. If you're raised in the world, I had power to stand when He taught me to love the people. Every time, whether it was a temptation, a woman that was beautiful to me, or if it was somebody trying to get me to do somebody wrong, or if people were treating me unfairly or disrespectfully, when I loved them, it's weird how it works, and it works. When I loved them, I saw what to do. And my love remained strong. And I confessed that I loved them when I didn't feel like I loved them. And I was determined to love them. And I did love them. And I grew. And I saw their needs. And then I took a stand for what's right. And then He taught me not to fear them. And that's when I was totally detached from Satan's works. I look at it for what it is. That's just Satan trying to get a stronghold somewhere. I see, he's not trying to help me. He's trying to destroy me through that person. So they can treat me unfairly all they want. My success is in Jesus. I've been on jobs. They didn't pay me what they said they would. They didn't promote me. And I prayed and asked the Lord what to do. Prayed for my own business. And He blessed me to go in business for myself. And I made more than they could have paid me. And survived. And did better and better. Women that tried to tempt me, I loved them, and the Lord helped me survive. I went through a survival period where I really didn't, for about a year and a half, I didn't know what to do. About a year. But everything the Lord taught me, I would do it. And then I learned to love them. And I was motivated. And then I learned not to fear them. And they had no more power over me. However they looked or however they were. See, you can be attracted to people by how they are, how they talk. But in every healthy relationship, you have to learn to be independent of the people that you love. Because they're going to leave you. We die. We move. Children move out, start their own family. And they have to work their own family. They don't have time to come and talk to you every day. You have to be able to release people in life. Your love don't change. But when you depend on people, and when there's fear in a relationship, Satan is in it too. Because fear always involves Satan. Fear and worry, doubt and unbelief, all those things attach Satan to what you're doing. But when you look at it in light of the Word of God, you know what to do. When you love people, you can see what to do. It's weird when you're taught by the world, but the more you train in God's Word, the easier it is to live. And it's like you have this shield of faith and nothing can really get to you. See, Jesus taught this on the front side. Anybody that had a good heart, they were already resilient to evil. So they usually do very well on the backside. But sometimes people don't know. You can desire things you shouldn't and not even realize it. But when it comes at you and you're challenged, you have to stand the same way you received God's word in the first place. It all involves the truth of God's word, and it all involves His love. You can conquer through the love of God. If you love your enemies, you can defeat your enemies every time. If you fear your enemies, you might not win. One of the first things that Jesus said do when Satan was going to try to put the people in jail, he said, Satan's going to put you in jail, but don't fear him. If you don't fear him, you can get out of the trouble you're in. Because fear is a driver. And fear always attaches Satan to your life. The love of God detaches him from your life. And the Lord will give you wisdom. And you'll trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Even though you don't know what to do right now, the Holy Spirit will guide you and you'll walk right out of it, just like Peter did. So if we follow God, we're really not in any danger. Even if they kill us, we still go to heaven. But they don't. It doesn't have to get to that point if you walk in authority. See, Jesus taught many things, but people don't always, they hear and don't listen. They listen and don't hear. Sometimes you have to receive the word of God and practice it. Start speaking it and start doing it. And it'll be part of who you are. And then you'll live on the front side and on the back side. You'll live when things are going good and when you're under a challenge. A lot of people are not ready for the challenges that they're going to face. But if they know what to watch out for, they know how to fortify their heart. And the Holy Spirit will help you do it. There were traps the enemy had planned, and the Holy Spirit would tell me about it. And then I stopped it by my faith. I just told Satan it wasn't going to work. I killed this plan at my will. Now remember, all these things are certain. I'm out of time. The Lord is